Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, as we take an unusual approach in our message this morning, I pray you bless the reading of each of these texts of Scripture and think of the glorious outlook we have as believers. This life is short. Life can be taken from us in a matter of seconds. But if we love the Lord, if we've trusted in Him as Savior, soon as we are absent body, oh Lord Jesus, we will be ushered into Your very presence. Yes, Lord. How glorious that must be. Help us now as we, Spirit of God, give me words to be able to comment on some of these texts. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Instead of preaching through the message I intended, I laid in bed before I got up this morning, and the thought came to me, it might be good just to read some scriptures that give us hope and give us insight into what happens when a believer dies, but also brings comfort to Carol and her family. So follow with me as we go through various texts of scriptures. Now, let me warn you ahead of time. Look for the book of Habakkuk. I already got a marker in my hands, but there's a text of scripture I want us to look at in there, and then I want to read a comment that Tom wrote about that text of scripture. Some of what we'll be dealing with today, we'll be dealing with tomorrow, or on Tuesday. First of all, let's look at Psalm 16. Psalm 16. I'm really going to just focus on the end of the psalm, but I want to take time to read the whole psalm. Psalm 16. Preserve me, O God, for on You I put my trust. O my soul, You have said to my Lord, You are my Lord. My goodness is nothing apart from You. For the saints who are on the earth, they are the excellent ones in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied who hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood I will not offer nor take the names on my lips. Lord, You are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot. My lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. I set the Lord always before me. Because He is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh will also rest in hope. For You will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will You allow Your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. Now notice, in Your presence is fullness of joy. At Your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Look at Psalm 17. I'll just read verse 15. As for me, I will see Your face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake in Your likeness. Amen. Go to Psalm 73, please. Psalm 73. During this beginning of this psalm, the psalmist was lamenting the fact that it seems like the wicked get away with everything. They have everything they want. They have more than they need. And he's really lamenting that. He's really upset about that. And in verse 17, he says, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood their end. And then verse 21, he speaks to the Lord about how guilty he was in speaking the way he did. He says, thus my heart, verse 21, thus my heart was grieved and I was vexed in my mind. I was so foolish and ignorant. I was like a beast before you. Nevertheless, I'm continually with you. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterwards receive me to glory. Psalm 116 says, blessed is the sight of the Lord, is the death of his saints. We don't have to turn there. But go over to the book of Habakkuk now. Habakkuk also began to lament why God was allowing the wicked to prosper. He goes on and on about how God doesn't seem to do anything about it. And then he says, I'm going to go up and see what God's going to say. And what God says shocks Habakkuk. And he's taken back by what God says. And as he looked at the chapter 3, verse 16, he says, when I heard, my body trembled. My lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered my bones, and I trembled in myself that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he comes up to the people, he will evade them with his troops. And then he says, eventually, no matter what happens, I'm going to trust the Lord. Look at this. Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. And Tom quoted this to Carol as he read that text. This is what he said. Listen to this. Though my health fails and cancer grows, though I am weak and getting weaker, though my food did not taste like it used to, though my desire to eat has been greatly diminished, though I see the ends of my days approaching, yet I will rejoice in the Lord of my salvation. I will rejoice that my name is written in heaven. I will rejoice that my Jesus has forgiven all my sins. That's amazing that he could write that in just a few hours before he died. John 17, he really loved this verse. John 17, the high priestly prayer of our precious Lord. As he was praying for his apostles, he goes on to show that he's not just praying for them, but he's praying for all of those who will believe their testimony. Look at verse 20. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they may also be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. I and them and you and me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. And this is the verse that Tom loved. Father, I desire that they also whom you have given me may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which you have given me before the foundation of the world. And he used to hold on to that apparently the Lord wants me there now. He doesn't want to wait till later. See, this is speaking of the future, but you can apply that to Tom. Apparently, the Lord wants me now, and God is answering his prayer. Then there are verses that we all know very well. Go to 1 Corinthians 15, please. 1 Corinthians 15. I usually read these